pleased to be joined by the AGM of the Calgary Flames, Craig Conroy. Sir, we appreciate your time. Busy as always, I know. This is trade deadline day, and to get you for a few moments, we appreciate.
No, it's nice to be here. I mean, it is busy and hectic. Not as hectic for me as Brad. Brad's been on the phone all morning and really working the lines and, you know, trying to make us better. But also trying to make hockey deals, and making hockey deals is a very tough thing to do right now.
Tell us about Chris Stewart. You claim him off waivers. That goes public at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. What are you getting, and what excites you about Chris Stewart?
You know, I saw Chris play earlier in the year where he played a lot. They had injuries. Parisi, Niederreiter, who else was out? Coyle was out at the time, so he got to play a lot. He played well. He had a couple goals in the Chicago game I was at, and just he brings a big, heavy body. And he can move for a big man. And when he's physical and he's on his game, he's got a presence out there. And he's tough. He can fight. And he can score goals. He's got 9 goals. I mean, he's playing 9-10 minutes a night. And to score 9 goals, pretty impressive. He's a veteran guy. And we just feel like he brings that toughness. He brings an element that we have in Ferland. But right now, Ferland, we, you know, isn't going to probably play tomorrow. So we got to try to figure out. It just brings in someone else in that right side, right shot, that we can move up and down the lineup and see how he does. And he'll be a motivated guy. You know, you call and find out what type of person he is. Everybody that's played with him really, really likes him, enjoys him. Gio skates with him in the summer. So all those things kind of led us to say, to get a free player right now with that kind of you know, we're looking for a bigger body. We're in the West. Everybody's – it seems like the West is doing something. You know, we took a swing at a guy that has some skill and size.
I'll say this. He's not having a banner year. He wouldn't be on waivers.
For sure.
So you understand that. You alluded to the depth that Minnesota does have. It's why they cut the deal they did with Vegas. They had a lot of depth and a team that doesn't – it's not easy for him to jump into minutes. The other thing that is attractive about it, this is a very low money deal. This does not put you in cap trouble at all. If you were going to make another move, this doesn't handcuff you from doing that. He's only making 1.15. Most of that's already been paid. Yep. And to be fair, as a free agent this summer, there'd be a lot of incentive for Chris Stewart to play his best hockey down the stretch. Not that he would choose not to, but boy, there's a lot of people watching. And if you want another deal in this league, here's 19 games.
Exactly. I mean, everybody's trying to. They really remember what you do from now on, you know, from here down the stretch. And if you make the playoffs, what you do in the playoffs is a great opportunity for him. I mean, he seems motivated. He's ready. I'm looking forward. I haven't talked to him yet, but looking forward to getting a chance to talk to him. Seems like he's on TV before we can even talk to him. It's amazing. But, you know, it was a low acquisition cost. It's free. He doesn't, like you said, the money's perfect. If we can get him to pop in the last 19 games, that's what we're hoping for.
And he was on a tear to start the year. If you can get him for one of those segments, that would be great. I always sort of like to think, okay, what's the best case scenario? What's the worst? It doesn't remind me of some of the other risk games. It feels very low risk because if things don't work, well, you're not married to this guy for 4 years. It isn't a huge amount of cap space. And frankly, you know, the guy can eat popcorn if it has to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to determine how much or little he plays. I mean, we'll probably talk today, see where Ferland's at to see – you know, where we want Benny to play. I mean, it's going to be an interesting ride. I'm on the trip this trip, so it'll be good to sit with Gully and kind of see what the coaching staff wants to do with him. But I'd like to, hey, we got him. Let's give him a chance to play. You know, when I saw him early in the year, because of all those injuries, he actually played more minutes. Like, he played 14 minutes the game I saw him. He had a couple goals, and I thought, you know, he's – and then when I go back, he's not playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do a lot in 4 or 5 minutes, and, you know, I know better than anyone what it's like. You're on the fourth line. You want to produce. In your mind, you want to, but if you're not an older guy, bigger body, you need to be on the ice a little bit more. You need to be warm, loose, and skating, and then you're going to play better.
Right side – I mean, you've been in management for a while now. Have you? This feels like there's a plague on this organization. Right shot, right wingers have been very rare. In fact, some of your best right wingers have been left shot guys playing the opposite side.
You always, and it's weird. We had a hard time finding defensemen to play the right side, right shot, right defenseman. Now we're having a hard time with the right wingers. And, you know, maybe since Jerome's left, it just seems like we've haven't been able to find that stability and a scorer to say. But Ferland went over and did a great job. Bennett's been over on that side. You know, doesn't mean Stewart's going to be there. Have we made a lot of calls on right shot, right wings? Yeah, but things haven't worked out for us.
The temperature today around the league, what has it been like? You noted you're trying to make a hockey deal, which I think in layman's terms means you don't have high-end picks to offer for players.
Right. Everybody wants picks. I'll be totally honest. They want picks. They don't mind the prospects, but they also, they love the picks. Everybody's into the picks, and, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, we would like picks, too. We'd like to get some picks back, but, you know, we're in a situation where, hey, we're right on the bubble. Our goal is to make the playoffs, so I don't see us selling players. I mean, we want to make that push and get in because we believe, you know, we get Smitty back, you know, we get everybody going. The year that we went to the finals, Mika was hurt that year. I don't know if people remember, but it gave him a real, and he was fresh going into the playoffs. And maybe is this going to be the same kind of, hey, you know what, it's a bad thing, but if we get into the playoffs and he's fresh and ready to go, can we make a long run?
What's the latest timeline-wise? Is there anything firm or not?
It's really day-to-day. He's feeling better. And he wants to get going, but we have to be, you know, it's an injury that you have to be careful. You don't want to rush him, have him play one game and be hurt the next week. You know, we want to make sure he's okay. And once he is, he'll be back. But we feel comfortable with the young goalies. I mean, the young goalies have played well. Have they stumbled a little bit? Yeah. You know, Ritter had a couple games there, but we believe in him. We believe in John Gillies. And, you know, to go out and get another goalie, not saying we never would, you know, I don't see us doing it though.
Boy, and the other thing with it, and I don't, you know, let us know when you're done on time, but these are two highly touted guys. I don't think you get to this point and turn your back on these guys that clearly you've been waiting a long time for, especially in the case of Gillies, when you think about when you drafted him and how much time. I mean, you certainly want to give them the opportunity to succeed before you.
Exactly. I mean, you want to send them a message, say, hey, you guys are the future with us. You're the future. We believe in you. And hey, did we think it was going to be Smith right now? Yeah, we did. But we believe in you guys, too. And you have the ball. Let's run with it.
Thanks for your time. I know you got to get back to work. Appreciate it, as always. Craig Conroy, AGM of the Calgary Flames. They add Chris Stewart today. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that.